Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 25th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend, Jackie Carantini from UW-Madison Extension. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now in studio, some of our favorite people, family you could consider. Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods with us right now. Guys, thanks so much for being here. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's great. It's a wonderful sunny day out today, and happy to be in studio with you and, you know, chat with some of our friends here on the radio.
Gets me feeling like gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do I get those garden seeds from?
Boy, it's a good question, Stephen. Very good question.
Katrina has all the answers.
Oh, I have the answers. So we have lots of garden seeds for you here at Family Natural Foods. We're fully stocked right now.
Yeah, it's sort of prime time right now.
This is prime. You want your stuff coming now. We've got all of our potatoes right now, all of our onions, no more onion plants, sorry, everyone. Sold those out right away.
I had a quick question,
and I
don't want to throw off because you guys come in with such a great plan and outline that we want to get to, and I don't want to steer away from it or anything, but I noticed recently that I've seen like seeds being sold at other places that I wouldn't imagine them selling seeds.
Sure.
And I've seen them, and I've seen this my whole life, but I've never thought too much about it. The quality of the seed does matter, I would think, right? This isn't my wheelhouse,
absolutely.
But it does seem like it matters the place that you purchase these from, that not every seed is the same.
Yeah.
Seems pretty basic, and I don't mean to ask like the most basic question of all time about gardening.
No, it's
a good
question.
Teaching one, too, because I think there's one of the most important things is you buy garden seeds that work for your climate zone.
Mm. Yes.
For the temperatures, the growing season, the length of the season.
Because our season is different than Northern Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. So that's an important differentiation. Mm. And we've always kind of stuck to tried and true seed varieties. Mm-hmm. And we sort of order the same things over and over. And
a company we've worked with for many years that is,
Midwest
company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's certainly different qualities of seeds. I haven't really looked at everything out there, but again, like Katrina said, we've worked with this company from the beginning, basically. I'd have to ask my dad how far back, but I'm guessing a long, long time, mm-hmm. because they were kind of a Midwest specialty seed company. There's different qualities. We sell some organic seeds. I don't imagine too many other places do that.
Heirloom, which is heirloom. Different because those seeds you can potentially perpetuate again. But there's a difference in quality. And I think what makes our seeds very, very much different is that we have bulk seeds. And when you get those really beautiful, shiny packet seeds, which we have some of them, they're just more expensive because you're getting a small amount and they're more expensive. But majority of our seeds that we have, we get them in bulk, we put them into smaller containers, and it's a great price point. Like majority of your seeds you can get are 99 cents. You can get bushels of beans, or you can get bushels of carrots, and it's like 99 cents.
The packet of seeds is 99 cents. And so like Katrina's saying, for 99 cents, you can really beat inflation.
Yes.
You plant, you plant $1 worth of seeds, and you're going to get probably a couple $100 worth of vegetables.
Yes.
I love that. You can beat inflation. That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's
Stephen, a really good line. You should tag that. That's great.
Yes, definitely. Copyright. Take that right now.
Right now, we're all trying to beat inflation. I've been noticing it. I'm sure everybody's been noticing. I'm just like, it kind of wears you down after a while. It's going to get into my topic later about adrenal fatigue because of inflation.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
And everything else in the world.
Yes.
No, for real, it's always been a great way to beat inflation, to get you outside.
Get your hands in the ground and earth, like earthing, getting connected to we're so disconnected to what's happening around us. It's a great meditative place. Quick side note, I was getting our garden ready yesterday and my girls were out there with me. They were like, kids need to just be more like dreamy and like playing. They're like collecting dandelions, mm-hmm. making a home for a worm that they found in the dirt. But this isn't just a great example of we need to get ourselves disconnected from these things that are not even happening in our world, mm-hmm. and be connected to the things that are right here, right in front of us. And the soil is so grounding. There is
it's literally grounding.
We literally get good ions from it that we're they're helping us stay in, like, our neurological system is getting balanced from being getting our feet in the grass more, putting our hands in the dirt and gardening. And what a bonus. Like, at later in the season, you can have fresh basil that you got, you know, you've been gardening, those carrots that are going to taste better than the store-bought ones. And like Steven said, beat inflation.
Yeah.
I talk about inflammation.
Well, maybe inflammation too. Who knows? We'll find out on that one.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of things you guys have at that store, I'm positive that there's stuff that will help with inflation. Yeah.
It also puts the control back into your hands. So, like, if you want to eat organic, even more expensive if you buy it at the grocery store, of course, you can grow your vegetables organic. So you know exactly what's going into that soil. And I think Katrina's got a great point here too, is if you've got kids or grandkids or neighbor kids, grab them, say, hey, let's do this planting thing. Make it a fun activity. Our dad always did that with us. That's where I learned everything I know about gardening is really from my dad. And he learned it from his dad. So, you know, it's like one of these things.
Generational learning.
You pass it down.
And you don't need a big amount of space. You don't need everything. You can get a couple of like little planter boxes or just a couple little
circle pots,
you know.
Start small, in tomatoes apartment, and you know. Herbs.
And I would say just do it like in a sustainable, you know, just a little bit this year, do a little bit more next year, plant your favorite things you like eating because you'll love them even more when they're fresh out of your own garden.
I think almost all of us can relate to what it's like to build something and use it and how good it feels from that.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you've cooked for your kids or cooked for a loved one or something like that and how good it feels when you make that meal and they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. This is an extension of that. This is an extension of that pride that you can take, that great feeling you can take that you really can't put a name on. You really can't label. It's a different type of feeling that you only know when you do it. And being able to be a part of something like that, along with all the other great factors you guys brought up, I think is a big encouragement to people to give this a shot. And to those out there, whether you've been doing it for years or you're just starting, Family Natural Foods will help you. They love guiding and love giving you an idea of how to get started or something like that. Or maybe you've been doing it for a while and want to try something different or a new plant or something like that.
Yeah, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. So we got all the garden seeds in right now and great time to come in and select the things you're wanting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another seasonal thing going off the lunar calendar now is Passover.
Yeah.
So happy Passover, James.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Please send on our regards to your mom as well.
Yeah, we'll do.
Something we decided to do this year was to carry some foods for Passover. Folks that don't know too much about Passover, it's a holiday that's really connected to specific foods, and they kind of have spiritual significance to them. Mm-hmm. I've been part of a Passover Seder, is what you call it, and it's usually in people's homes. They invited me, and as somebody who, you know, grew up Christian and knows the Christian tradition, I found learning about Passover really insightful because, as we all know, Jesus was Jewish. So, you know, in like the Last Supper, like, you know, all these things are kind of connected. So, you know, even if you're not like buying them as a Jewish individual, you can buy these foods and kind of enjoy or see kind of the reference, see where they were used in Judaism. It's kind of a cool idea. So it was something we wanted to try. We always like having different ethnic foods and trying to be available for different traditions. And we sort of saw a need in the community. I haven't looked around too much, but I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of places selling foods for Passover.
I have to do this. I have to thank you guys for carrying these products. I cannot tell you how hard it is to find anything regarding a Jewish holiday products in not only in Wisconsin, but in other states and other places. Really, even in Illinois, outside of Chicago, it can be difficult to find these things where you have a very big Jewish population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have talked on this on the air many times. The rise of anti-Semitism in the last 20 years cannot be ignored. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can talk about these things and share these things, the better it is. The quickest way to defeat hate is knowledge and sharing that knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confused by these Jewish people. I don't understand what this holiday is. Why is their calendar so weird? What's this Passover thing? Learn about it. Sure. Learn a little about it. And guess what? Same as you. Same exact thing as you. Just maybe a little bit different hair. and maybe more guilt. They're the same. And the only way we defeat that stuff is areas like this, having more of these products and having more of these things. Maybe you're right, Stephen. There is not a gigantic Jewish population around here. So, you know, well, as a company, as a business, you got to think about that. I'm buying these products. I got to be able to sell these.
Yep.
I appreciate that you also consider the fact of the importance of these items and what they can do for people. And I while I encourage my mom and I will buy some of these products probably and everything, I am so excited by the idea of that average family out there wanting to try matzo ball soup or something like that.
Yep, we've got it. We've got the mix for you.
I saw it.
Yep.
Growing up, I grew up in around a lot of Jewish people.
Yep.
I know anybody that loved matzo ball soup more than this Irish family I grew up next to.
Nice.
They loved it. They love that stuff. Like, give this food a chance. Not everything you might like, but give it a try. And if you like it, that's excellent. If you don't, you get to tell people you tried something new.
Yes.
And who doesn't love being able to brag to somebody? Oh, you know what I tried? I tried this matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
I didn't be able to brag and talk about it. And
a great way to like educate the youth or your kids too, like, oh, we're gonna try something new, and this is, we don't know as much, let's bring out some books, let's go to the library, let's like dive into this more. Maybe you go to a friend's house that is Jewish and you learn about it. And I think it's such a great opportunity just to bring more awareness. It's something we'd like to do
with other traditions and cultures. We've always loved learning about cultures, and like you were saying so nicely, James, is like, once you start learning about these traditions, you start to realize how complex and beautiful the world is. And I think for Christians, they can learn a lot from some of the Jewish traditions, like Passover. A lot of churches throughout the country, Christian churches I'm speaking about, will often collaborate with Jewish rabbis or whoever to do a Passover Seder to teach, to kind of, again, like I said, it's very, it's something that Jesus did. It's, it's part of like what the Last Supper was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn a lot about your own traditions. When I did Passover, I was like, whoa, I understand Christianity in a better way now, in a deeper way, a more traditional way. So yeah. And all these foods we have are like, I'd say there's some of the easiest ones. Like there is horseradish, so you either like horseradish or you don't. But that's probably the strongest food in the mix. Otherwise, we have matzah, which is like, it says on the front of the box, I love this, it says the original cracker.
Yeah.
So, crackers, so universal food. Like if you like crackers, you're going to like these.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got matzo ball soup mix. And that's like, what do they call it? The Jewish penicillin.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So it's basically like it's chicken soup for Jewish people. And
absolutely.
It tastes as good. I actually like it better.
It's really good. It actually is really good. Yeah.
Stephen doesn't even like chicken, by the way.
Well, so that's even more interesting.
Great that you like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And you try it too.
It can be made vegetarian, which is kind of fun. But the dumplings are just so nice, like that are in there. Like, and it's really easy to make, especially with the mix we have. So I try that out. We've got some egg noodles. We've got grape juice. We got most of the foundational things, other than maybe parsley and stuff that you'd want for a Passover. So if you're doing a Passover, if you just want to try some of these foods that Jesus ate back, a couple thousand years ago, and people have been eating for thousands of years before that, stop over. We've got them for you.
Give them a try. Keep in mind too that anytime you're putting honey on things or using honey a lot, that is a big one in the Jewish community well. And so there's other that might be a nice little bridge for you to get into some of these foods and trying some of this and that. And you can try it all at Family Natural Foods. They've got a great supply, great options for you over there. Be sure to check that out. Looking forward to talking with you guys about a couple of things today. I have my mind on one thing, so I'm trying to keep focused on this stuff. But I know that we were going to talk as well about the presentation coming up. We got a really good presentation coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a couple coming up, but the first one is going to be True Grace, which is going to be May 7th. It's a Tuesday at 5:15, and it's Brian Hall, which is the CEO of True Grace. He's the husband of Christy, who owns True Grace, and he's going to be coming and talking about like getting to the root cause of nutrient deficiencies. So really like the gaps in supporting healthy inflammation response, cardiovascular health, bone health, and stress levels. So those are a lot of topics that pretty much everybody has an issue with one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be talking just about how we're living in a world where we're just not getting the nutrients that we need, and or it's not the right form for your body. They have amazing products that are very easy to absorb and digest. And so he'll be talking about how they're a little bit different than other companies and why, but really highlighting different things like mushrooms and how beneficial that is for whether it's your inflammation, whether it's your stress or your brain. Mushrooms do so many different things. And then he'll talk about, inflammation and just really nutrient nutrient dense and how their products are really different.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard Brian speak. Steven's met him, but I've heard he's a phenomenal speaker. Mm-hmm. And True Grace is just a company that are doing cool things. And I just say, come and learn from him.
He's a smart guy.
He's very
like articulate and sharp. When I met him, I was impressed. And they're really trying to do things in their own way, which I think has been difficult at times. Like they mm-hmm. have a bottle that they designed specifically with the inspiration of getting plastics out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he'll tell that whole story. But they've really done things in their own unique way, but with a focus on foundational nutrition and top quality for sure.
Yeah.
Great presentation. And a lot of their products are really good. And they're comparable or better than everything else on the shelf. But their prices aren't actually that much higher.
No.
Like they're right in line with other products. They're cheaper than some, for that matter. So it's not necessarily a price thing. It's a quality thing. And that's mm-hmm. what they're trying to bring to the market.
Absolutely. And that day, when he comes, we'll have a deeper discount for individuals. So if you buy their stuff, it's a great incentive to come specifically to learn about them, but also because there's better sales that day too. So definitely worth coming to that one. And then
that is May 7th?
Yeah, May 7th at 5:15. It's a Tuesday. So May 7th, 5:15. And then we want to highlight Terry because we are so fortunate to have Terry Lemeron coming back to speak. And that is going to be Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. This is going to be the Wednesday right after Memorial Day holiday. And so come if you haven't heard him. Please come.
Yeah.
You'll love it. If you've heard him two times, three times, come.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn new things.
He's always got new things. There's new products. There's new innovations. I think this is going to be a little different, a little like he's got some cool new things he's cooking up.
So. Yeah. And this presentation's focus is going to be optimal wellness and longevity.
Cool.
So really like how can we be our better selves and our healthier selves and for longevity? Like that's an important thing. How can we feel our best for a long time?
Terry's one of the godfathers of this industry.
Yes.
And knows his stuff. And he's been doing this for a very long time. And if I'm going to listen to somebody talk to me about longevity, it's Terry. That's the one I want. That's the guy I want to hear from about that subject.
The guy's about 86 years old, goes to work every day still, travels around the world.
Doing something right. Doing some things right over there.
I think he's got longevity figured out.
Yeah. Not to mention it's somebody who... one of the things I think I love most about Terry is he learns something, he wants you to know it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to share that information. I think that's one of the greatest things, gifts we can give as human beings, is sharing information.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry knows some stuff, and Terry knows things that most of us wouldn't find out otherwise if he didn't share the information. It's really unique what he does. And then you tell me all this, and I can see it, I can hear it in person, and I don't even have to travel that far. Like, I just go down the street and I go check that out. Like, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have him coming to town.
I know. We're super pumped. So that'll be Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. We'll highlight this more and more each time we talk, give you all the details. But let's get to a little adrenal health because last time we had to cut it short.
That's true. That stressed me out a little bit.
Don't let it stress you out.
How much time do we have left, James?
I got about 5 minutes.
Five minutes. That's good. I'm not too
stressed. Calm down. It's okay, Steven.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like, so the adrenal glands help regulate our stress. And they play a big role in this. And if you've had, you know, a big stressful event, or you've had a long term, you know, maybe job is stressful, you know, ongoing for a long time, you get adrenal burnout, your adrenal fatigue. And it's, they found this in this article that was really interesting. It says, it said something along the lines of like a lot of illnesses that don't have a good explanation are often, here it is. Adrenal insufficiency is probably the number one factor underlying many health disorders that no one has an answer for. So, you know, if you're one of those people who's like, oh, I doctors have always said, like, I don't know why you have this, or I don't know the answer. We can't.
Sick.
Yeah. Or if you're just constantly kind of run down, sick, tired, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, those kind of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia are great examples of this, where for the longest time doctors have said, oh, it's in your brain. You're like, we don't have an answer for it. And even today, they still don't really have a solution for it. I think they acknowledge it's an actual condition.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was especially common with women more than men. And we all, you know, especially all women know this, but women's health things don't really get the recognition that men's health things do.
Mm-mm.
there's a lot of things in women's health that are just a little bit brushed
over. We're not even giving women pockets. We have a lot of work to do on these fronts. Hopefully there is more work being done on it, though.
And on a little side note to that, if a woman has had a baby, they're going to be even more they gave their so much more to the child, sure. right? Like whether it was iron, et cetera. So they're depleted. And then if you are extra stressed, I could just see that like it's a tumble effect with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just one part of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's a lot of things. I'll just kind of go through a list. And if some of these make sense to you, then maybe stop in and check this product out. So these are indications that you may have adrenal fatigue. Your adrenals need support. So chronic fatigue, like we talked about, and that could be post-COVID as well. That mm-hmm. we talked about that last time on the air. I think post-COVID is probably a form of adrenal burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle weakness, dizziness, weak, rigid nails, fingernails, brown spots or bronzing on the skin, especially on the shins, down by your feet. If you get hives, that's an indication. Mm. Arthritis can be. Respiratory disorders, there you go with the long COVID again. Bowel disorders, including things like constipation that you can't really find resolutions to through, maybe fiber or whatever else. Swollen ankles, especially at night. Salt craving, allergies, asthma, bronchitis. And then weakness after you get a cold or flu. Like if you just, you get a cold or flu and then you're just still tired and exhausted. Also people that tend to have adrenal issues, they tend to wake up in the middle of the night, like at midnight, sometimes have a hard time getting back to sleep. They'll crave salt or sugar a lot of times, like I said earlier. And they can be exhausted after doing exercise, where other people are maybe, feeling better after doing exercise.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a list, and we have these handouts. If you want to take a closer look, there is an interesting correlation with thyroid health. Sometimes these two get mixed up. So if you want to dive into that kind of overlap or confusion, we can dive into that with you too. But we kind of wanted to feature two products. There's one that Terry makes, which is really great. I think this is basically like the essential nutrients your adrenal gland needs to kind of just to have support.
Yeah.
And then the last one is this adrenal health support formula, which is mostly herbal. So if you're a vegetarian, this is a great formula. That's from Gaia.
They're both great. I got to imagine that there's a lot of us that were checking things off of that list as you were saying it, Stephen. I appreciate you taking the time to go through that. So along with those people, myself is going to be showing up looking and asking more questions about this because I think a lot of us are starting to realize, wait a minute, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
And something I should definitely think about. And you can find out more over at Family Natural Foods. Thank you both so much for what you do for the community, put into the community, and hanging out with me and hanging out with our station here and stuff. We always love working with you guys.
Thank you,
James.
Encourage you to find out more about Family Natural Foods. Reach out to the gang over there at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call, 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfoods.com. Keep up to date on all the things they're doing on social media. And buy local, support local, everybody. Thanks again, you two. Appreciate
you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.